Hello, it's Kyla here, and today I'm going to be discussing John Williams, a world-renowned composer. His original movie soundtracks are world-famous, including soundtracks for movies such as Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, E.T., Superman, and Harry Potter, which is the soundtrack you were just listening to. John Williams' rise to fame as a movie soundtrack composer came as a refreshing wave to those who thought that the original movie soundtrack format was dying. John Williams' career as a movie soundtrack composer has been extremely long and very successful, a combination that is quite rare in the fickle music industry. John Williams' first Academy Award nomination for Best Original Score occurred in 1969 for a film called The Reavers. According to the official Academy Awards database, Williams has since been nominated for a grand total of 49 Academy Awards, making him the most nominated person alive today. The only other person to ever receive more nominations than Williams was Walt Disney. The reason for Williams' mass success is clearly evident in his music. He manages to capture the essence of a scene within his music. He writes music that is exciting, thrilling, nostalgic, and beautiful, all at the same time. The music enriches movie scenes like no other art form can do. As stated by Timothy Schurer in his article, John Williams and Film Music Since 1971, what Williams has done in his scores is capture and articulate what the audience sees, or better, what the audience wants to see, as the emotional core of the film. He leaves aside his need to experiment, to push the artistic envelope, and constantly looks for the musical metaphor that will enable the audience to have that larger-than-life experience they expect the movies to give them. In other words, Williams' music enriches the emotional impact of a scene. I've been obsessed with John Williams' movie soundtracks for a very long time. In fact, when I was 17, I attended a John Williams concert put on by the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl with my parents. I looked forward to this concert for weeks and weeks, and I'm sure my parents were fed up with my constant remarks about how excited I was. We had finally arrived, parked the car, and taken the bus to the bowl. We arrived in our seats about an hour early, and I was sitting in my seat, essentially bouncing because I was unable to contain my excitement. My mom and dad left to go walk around, and I was supposed to stay at our seats to watch our stuff. While my parents were gone, John Williams, the man himself, walked by and saw my shirt. I was wearing my high school band jacket, which had lots of music and French horn-related memorabilia all over it. He commented on all my French horn stuff and asked if I was excited for the concert. I told him I was extremely excited because my parents had been trying to get tickets to this concert for years, but it was always sold out. He told me that he was extremely grateful that I loved his music so much, and he said that maybe one day I would even get to play in a concert he conducted. Needless to say, I was awestruck. He left to go prepare for the concert, and my parents came back. When they came back, I found out they had bought me a toy lightsaber. I was so excited, I felt like a 7-year-old kid playing make-believe. The concert started, and I was leaning forward in my seat, almost falling off in anticipation. The music was the most beautiful sound I had heard in my entire life. Throughout the concert, they played clips from the movies whose soundtracks they were playing, such as Star Wars, E.T., Jurassic Park, Harry Potter, and Superman. The very last piece they played was the main theme from Star Wars, and I turned around, and in the seats above me, there were hundreds of lightsabers being waved in the air by hundreds of people who had been brought together and unified by the power of music, specifically by the musical genius known as John Williams. Ultimately, John Williams is the most famous movie composer of all time. His music is exciting, adventurous, sad, and emotional, all at the same time. His music sets scenes, and without his music, the movies would not be what they are today. His music moves us emotionally and gives us scenes with more emotional impact than would occur without the music. Everyone knows John Williams' music worldwide, and now I will conclude with what I maintain is the most beautiful piece John Williams has ever written, which is the main theme from Jurassic Park. Enjoy!